Yes. Blake Beauty, the Uptown Cutie, here with my comedy Showtime Spotlight. Talking shit is one of my best motherfucking attributes. You know, as a single mother of two kids that I've been raising on my own, I am now in a position of saying, fuck them kids. That's right, I said it. I said it, Anchor. Fuck them kids. Because now I'm in the position of changing my energy. Not only changing my energy, I see things that I had to put on the back burner when I decided to get on a dick. And this is the bed that I made. This is the bed that I shall lay in. And I laid in it, and I just made that bitch up. That's why now I am following my dreams, and I inspire you. You. Yeah, you, motherfucker, that's listening to me, to do everything that you wanted to do before you stuck the dick in or you sat on the dick. Because when you become a parent, you have to sit right there and think about, it's not about me, it's about now, my child. And that's where responsibility kick you in your ass with a steel boot. And you be like, what the fuck? I'm responsible for another motherfucker. I wasn't prepared. I wasn't ready. No. That's what the child, immature part of you is screaming when you first really realized, damn, I'm a parent. And you know, some of us are scared to admit, even after the fucking child, you was like, damn, I got a child. You know, some of us had to bump our heads a few times as a parent to realize I'm a fucking parent. I'm responsible for somebody else. Every dream, everything I wanted to conquer is now at a pause. At a pause. Like my good friend Wendy Williams would say. But you have to come back to you. That's when you realize, okay, I put myself on pause. Let me get my shit together. And not only let me get my shit together, let me get smarter. Because being a mom and a dad doesn't come with a fucking welcome guide. It doesn't come to, hey, you know you got some kids, bitch. Like, it doesn't come with that type of introductory. Like, you have to sit right there and be like, okay, I'm trying to weigh things out. I want to find me again. And you don't find yourself until you've damn near lost your mind, you beat the shit out the kids, you done lost like 18 jobs, and you done went through some economical hardships for you to realize it's more to me than these fucking kids. Fuck them kids. Because after you've done what you were supposed to do, your responsibility, your due diligence, it is now time to focus on you, because what makes you better makes the motherfuckers better. You know, in my house, there is no opinion. You know, this shit like China. I dictate every motherfucking thing. Ain't no Congress. Ain't no legislative. Ain't no chain of command. Fuck that. It's just me. Because if I'm doing what I'm supposed to, I'm fucking my kid up. I don't know about you and all that they call in CPS. Fuck CPS. Because if they knew how you was fucking up, they would come get your bad ass. And then once they see how terrible your little black ass is, they're going to give you back with a bag of Skittles and a Walmart gift card and say, bitch, please, on us. Because being a single parent, being a parent, period, is not easy. And sometimes being a parent, you have to realize when you was an adult, when you was a juvenile, an adolescent, you were stupid. You was dumber than cow shit. manure. You didn't know it, but you know it now. That what makes you better, motherfucker, because you can look in the mirror and say, bitch, I know what you used to be. Or, hey, dude, I know what you used to be. And sometimes it takes ignorance to get a complete, full surface of reflection of yourself. Because if you can lay in your bullshit, you can understand it. You know, it was a time where old people used to say, you know, what's done in the dark will come to light. Well, guess what, bitch? If you wasn't fumbling around in the motherfucking dark, nobody would have to find you in the light. You would have found the light by yourself without you even stepping in the darkness or stepping in the bad side like Dream Girls. You know, get your shit together. That's when you can say, fuck them kids. That's when you can say spiritually, I am humble and I know what it is to make me great. It's not good morning, it's great morning. You know, I feel to believe that this segment is dedicated to my graduating class of 2019. Shout out Nola Strive in this motherfucker. I also feel to believe that this segment is more than just me saying fuck those kids. When I say fuck those kids, I mean fuck those kids on the plane of you doing better for yourself. If you can't love yourself, if you can't do better for yourself, how in the fuck, I gotta put my bitch voice on, how in the fuck you gonna do better for somebody else? You know, it has to be a fucked up situation for you to see the greater good in the next situation. Layman terms, it has to be a stormy day before you see the sunshine. And sometimes the sunshine comes before a stormy day. And then you see the sun again. The question is, how much faith will you have within the storm? It still goes back to fuck them kids. The storm was you weathering your kids, keeping sanity, keeping a roof over their heads, keeping food in their belly, and still remaining a sound mind and body. For all that, that takes grace and faith. And I don't know about you, but if you're at the predicament and you're at the time in your life where you can say, I'm ready to find me again, fuck them kids. Fuck them. Fuck them, fuck them, fuck them. Fuck them all. You know, sometimes I fail to believe as a parent, you have to find yourself and you have to sit right there and say, okay, this is what I want to get back to, which is me. Me is the biggest understanding that you can ever have in life. And don't you never forget that. Don't you never mistreat that. And if you always keep that in mind, you will strive for best and you will only satisfy yourself with excellence. You know, ordinary is for basic bitches. I'm extraordinary because I'm a money bag getting type of bitch. And if I see better, I can do better. And if I can do better, I can walk better. And if I can walk better, I can spot out the best in other people. So today on this comedy / spiritual piece, fuck them kids, find yourself and get back to you.